She stood silently as the howls rose up around her, but she couldn't blot them out. Gabriel's thundering bay, Orlando's cracked, keening bell, the twining tenors of Rolf and Raoul. The song was triumphant, hungry, impassioned. Her mother's soprano climbed to outrageous heights, and the young ones mimicked her, their reedy pipings swiftly turning hoarse. Even the five were back, their voices lewd and raucous. The pack drew in closer for the feel of fur on fur. The smell of sex was all around. Cubs would be fathered tonight. Vivian tucked her tail between her legs. Then Esme screamed, and Vivian's eyes shot open. Esme twisted in circles like a puppy chasing her tail. She snapped at her back, where Astrid straddled her, muzzle buried in Esme's mane. Vivian found her voice and yowled a complaint, searching face after face for a sign of help. But the others backed off and formed a ring. Rage surged through her. The fur stood on end down her spine and the backs of her legs. This was the female who'd mated their leader, had been a queen, and they let her be ambushed by that cheating red bitch. Astrid rode her like a rodeo bull, and they didn't raise tooth or claw to help her. Astrid shifted her grip, and Esme yelped. In midair, Vivian wondered who had control of her body. She hit Astrid hard, but the red bitch kept her grip and brought Esme down too. Vivian shook with a thunder from within. Were those snarls hers? All she could see was the muzzle gripping her mother's neck and Astrid's yellow eyes. Vivian went for the face. Astrid's muzzle was streaked with blood. And still, she held on. Vivian pushed between Astrid and Esme to pry them apart. And still, Astrid held on. Vivian clamped her jaws over Astrid's snout and kicked with her legs. And still, Astrid held on, her yellow eyes mocking. Beneath them, Esme whimpered, then choked and gasped. Her windpipe, Vivian thought. It's closing up. Vivian wailed. She attacked the evil soul that threatened her mother. The evil that laughed with spite through yellow eyes. It took 7 jabs to get the perfect angle. 6 failed snaps glanced off protecting bone. Then a canine tooth sank into a yielding surface, which held for a second, then popped like a yellow grape. Astrid let go. She rolled away, screaming as if to wake the dead. Vivian didn't let up. She couldn't trust Astrid. What if the bitch was faking? She bulldozed hard into the whining female, and sure enough, Astrid came up all teeth and claws. Astrid's fury did her no good. She wasn't as strong. She wasn't as fast. Vivian had never felt this much power before. It sang through her. She could tear the hide from the wolf in the moon. But she'd settle for Astrid's instead.